For me, Sofia Coppola is one of the most naturally gifted and instinctive writer-directors working in America today. She explores ideas few people in Hollywood do, and she explores them in ways that few others do anywhere. Her outlook is not American. Half her films are not even set in America. Lost in Translation takes place entirely in Japan, and Marie Antoinette is set in 18th century France. Her most recent film, Somewhere, although set partially in Los Angeles, fits very neatly into the style and content of all her other works. From her first film, The Virgin Suicides, that style has been casual. Her camera is frequently handheld, the pace of her film is relaxed, which is not surprising because her films are not plot-driven. But they're not really character studies either. So what are they? Well, some people find her films pretentious and boring, but to me her films are atmospheric explorations of ideas. And those ideas seem to be about disorientation, alienation, and the search for meaning and value. Again, to some people, that is pretentious navel-gazing, but to me, meaning and value in life is important. Somewhere was criticized for being a retread of Lost in Translation, but I contend that it is a variation on the theme. Painters, poets, and musicians regularly use ideas and themes to develop them, so why can't a filmmaker? Like Lost in Translation, Somewhere seems at pains to not explain itself, so much so that for long stretches there's no dialogue at all. The opening sequence, for instance, has movie star Johnny Marco, played by Stephen Dorff, driving his black Ferrari Testarossa around a test circuit. Round and round and round he goes like a child would play with a toy car. In actual fact, he's a kidult, stuck in a loop caught somewhere between childhood and adulthood. Worse, he is going nowhere. Later, Johnny has to prepare for a science fiction movie, and for the special effects, a plaster of Paris mold is made of his head. We watch them pouring it over him, and then we watch him as he waits for it to set. Coppola lets the scene run and run and run, and as it does, you are struck by the curiosity of the image and then compelled to look beyond its surface. Is it about stardom, with the person caught inside this mask? Or is the mask an outer representation of the inner Johnny Marco, you know, a monster? Or is he a man cut off from the rest of the world? Later still, when he is playing Guitar Hero with his daughter, Johnny significantly chooses this song. I think a major clue to Coppola's work is how she looks at photography. Photography does a number of things. It preserves a moment, it captures a moment, and it captures a truth. But for Coppola, it reproduces reality. In other words, it takes something that was real, but by reproducing it, fakes it. Like Somewhere, Lost in Translation is about a world so full of artifice and so obsessed with appearance, the characters literally cry out for something that is not fake, but genuine and sincere. Something authentic. Take the scene in Lost in Translation where Bob Harris, played by Bill Murray, is at the photo shoot to promote the Japanese whiskey Suntory.
Sinatora? You know Sinatora?
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. That's more of Dino. That's Dino.
Yeah.
Okay. Joey Bishop, would you like?
The number of false elements pile up so high in Bob that he begins to have an identity crisis. The whiskey is not whiskey, it's iced tea. The photographer has asked him to imitate Frank Sinatra. He does, but then he does an impression of Dean Martin, who significantly, whose real name was Dino Crocetti. And then Bob is asked to pretend to be Roger Moore, who plays James Bond, who went under the name 007, but he drank dry martinis. So who is Bob in here? Later, Bob goes with Charlotte, played by Scarlett Johansson, to a karaoke party, and they meet Charlotte's Japanese friend, Charlie Brown. Of course, that's not his real name, it's Hayashi. And the song Charlie sings is God Save the Queen, only it's not the British national anthem. It's the alternative version by the Sex Pistols. So while everyone else seems to be having fun and pretending to be someone else, Bob is having an identity crisis. Obviously, he's looking for something meaningful, something of value, something of permanence. He needs something more than this. Exactly, more than this. Now look at Charlotte's performance, and that's what it is. As I said, everyone at the karaoke party is performing, and she dons a pink wig and she sings.
Gonna use my arm, gonna use my leg,
wrote that? The Pretenders. So, Charlotte seeks Bob's attention, but she is hinting at a greater truth about herself. She is special, and there is no one like her. Why? Because in her hotel room there is a CD called A Soul's Search, Finding Your True Calling. And by the end of the film, both Charlotte and Bob have found it. How do we know this? Because at the very end, when Bob goes to say goodbye to Charlotte, we don't hear what he says. And that is appropriate, because what Bob says is for Charlotte's ears only. By muting out the final line, Coppola finally gives Bob and Charlotte a moment that is so genuine, so sincere, and so authentic, it cannot be captured or reproduced on film. The experience is so unique, it is only for them.